This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
In many states, incarcerated people have copays for health care, but they make very little money at prison jobs, and sometimes they end up choosing between medical services and things like toiletries or phone calls to home. This can affect the health of the incarcerated person and their ability to move forward once they've served their sentence. Jonah Balekas is a digital content producer at WPR. He's just published an article about the effects of the copay system inside prisons. I spoke with him about what he found out, and I first asked him what Wisconsin's policy is and how that changed during the pandemic.
So with some exceptions, Wisconsin charges $7.50 as a copay for a medical visit. So people in prisons can visit the health services unit for all types of reasons, a toothache, chest pains, a broken finger. At the start of the pandemic, the State Department of Corrections suspended medical copays related to COVID-19 or other respiratory symptoms, and that suspension is still in place. But to see how Wisconsin's policy compared nationally, I looked at an analysis from the Prison Policy Initiative, and some states made similar COVID-related suspensions. Some reverted back to their pre-pandemic stance, and 10 states don't charge copays at all, with Illinois and California most recently joining that group.
Interesting. So $7.50 might not seem like a lot of money, but for someone in prison, how much is $7.50?
It's worth keeping in mind how much money people who are incarcerated make from their jobs, whether it's in the kitchen or a laundry unit. People in prisons might only make 10 cents or up to 60 cents per hour.
Wow.
One man I spoke with, Cedric Farley, said 60% of his paycheck went directly to various court costs. That left him making about $8.94 every 2 weeks. And Farley grew up in poverty. He had to be careful with his money. And one medical copay took up nearly 2 weeks worth of work. A 2017 Prison Policy Initiative story estimated how much a minimum wage worker in each state would pay if they were charged at the same rate people in prison are. In Wisconsin, that was about $600. Farley got out of prison about 2 years ago, and he lives in Eau Claire now. He's still paying off court costs, as well as about $200 in medical debt.
Like, that perpetuates poverty because it follows you out here into the world. It puts tremendous, you know what I mean? It puts tremendous stress and financial stress on your family as well.
So what kind of decisions did people have to make in prison based on what they could afford?
People in prison without means have to decide between paying for medical care and buying some toiletries or paying for phone calls home. Some felt forced to have injuries or illnesses remain untreated, and that's obviously bad from a health perspective, but it's also true that that can often lead to higher costs for treatment down the road, a cost paid for by people who can't afford it or on the taxpayer-funded prisons. Marianne Olson is the Fox Cities organizer for Expo, which stands for Ex-Incarcerated People Organizing. While she had some financial support through her husband, she said she saw other women in prison have to make these kinds of decisions.
That was a difficult, agonizing choice that I don't think anyone in Wisconsin would want their mothers or daughters or sisters having to choose.
Wow, it seems like a lot of trade-offs. I mean, what are the formerly incarcerated people you spoke with think should be done about it?
So I asked everyone what they would like the policy to be. And I certainly had a lot of people say that they don't think there should be medical copays in prisons at all. People applauded the Department of Corrections' decision to suspend copays for COVID-19 symptoms, but they also said that that move suggested the department had some latitude to make policy changes. I heard that the suspension should be made permanent since the pandemic might not have a clear end date. I heard about getting rid of copays for so-called COVID-19 long haulers. And I heard that if copays stay the same, wages should go up. I'll add that the department declined to make someone available for an interview. I would have asked them why they have their policy as it is and why they would or would not consider any changes.
All right. So that article available at WPR.org. Jonah Balekas, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.